Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft again. In the previous video, I showed you how really easy it is to use the HTML editor control from the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit. In this video, I'm going to show you how you can customize the editor control by creating a derived class and explicitly specifying which sort of formatting and viewing functionality that you want on your customized version. So in order to do that, first here on the default.asbx page, I'm going to go into source mode and I'm going to remove the use of the editor control because we're going to create a customized editor control. And then over here in our solution, I'm going to right click and say add a new item, choose class, and name our class simple editor. And this is just saying you really ought to put this in the app underscore code folder so it's accessible throughout your project. And I'm going to say, yep, go ahead and do that. Next, I'm going to do an import or using statement if I was programming in Visual Basic, and I need to include the Ajax Control Toolkit's HTML editor because that's where we're going to derive from. The next thing I want to do is add a namespace. So I'm going to create a namespace and just call it Joe's Ajax Controls. And I'm going to put my simple editor class inside that namespace. And then the next thing I want to do is I want to inherit from the editor class, and now I can begin my implementation. Now, what we're going to do in this implementation is we want to make a simple version of the editor. So I want to do two things. First of all, I only want to allow users to set bold and italics on the text, I want to take away HTML view. I only want them to be able to be in edit mode or in preview mode. So in order to do that, I'm going to override a couple of method calls. So let's say protected overrides sub fill top toolbar and bottom toolbar. Now, the base class initializers initialize all of the functionalities. So we're actually not going to call the base initializers. We're going to do explicit initialization ourselves. So let's add the bold and italic toolbar buttons by saying top toolbar dot buttons dot add. And we're going to add a new instance of an Ajax Control Toolkit HTML Editor Toolbar button. So Ajax Control Toolkit HTML Editor Toolbar button. Now we want the bold button. And we're also going to add the italic button. So Ajax Control Toolkit HTML Editor Toolbar button, and we want italic. And likewise, down here in the bottom toolbar, we're going to add a button to the bottom toolbar. So let's say bottom toolbar buttons add. And here we're going to add again new button control. So Ajax Control Toolkit, HTML Editor, Toolbar Button. And in this case, we're interested in Design Mode and Preview Mode. So let's grab the Design Mode button. And again, use the magic of cut and paste so you don't have to watch me type that again. Okay, so now we've created our custom simple editor. We need to use that simple editor on our page. So the first thing I want to do is I want to build our solution here.
Nope.
And we had a failure, so let's see what our error message was. Editor 1 is not declared. Okay, let's do that then. So let's go into our code behind and get rid of that little bit of logic, build, and we'll re-add that logic for testing as soon as we create an instance of our customized control. Okay, so back here. Now, here, we're not going to use the Ajax Control Toolkit. We're going to use our derived version. So to do that, first we need to create a reference so that we can access our custom control. So to do that, let's say register and we're going to register the namespace for Joe's Ajax controls. Joe's Ajax controls. And we need to give it a tag prefix. So I'll just give it a tag prefix of Joe. I'm just going to quickly build the page again. And now you can see I have Joe, which is the namespace that I selected, simple editor, and I can create an instance of the simple editor as such. Now, we want to specify run at equals server, and I'm going to provide a width and a height. And let's call it editor one. Now, let's go back into code behind and re-implement our server-side logic. And let's go ahead and run our project. And what you see now is we don't have all of the buttons at the top that we have with the default instance. We have this simplified version where users can use just the two pieces of functionality that we said we wanted ours to include. And notice there's no HTML view here, so we can go back and forth between preview and edit mode. And then if we submit, of course, we get the formatted text just as we expected. So it's that easy to create a derived instance of the HTML editor control and present a simplified view for the specific needs of your application.